Track 14, Look Who's Cooking, in praise of soup. Richard Hughes is the chef proprietor of the Assembly House, Norwich, and runs the Richard Hughes Cooking School. We're now firmly in soup season, the time of year when you need big flavours, comfort food, and the equivalent of a hug in a bowl, says Richard.
Soup has always been a mainstay for me when I stumble home after a long service at night. It's quick to heat, quick to eat, and is the ultimate convenience food that delivers a lot of flavour for just a little effort. I must admit that 9 times out of 10, the soup I'd reached for late at night after those long shifts at the stove would be Heinz vegetable soup in a can. There are still emergency cans in my pantry. I dunk big chunks of white bread into it and eat it in front of the telly. Perfect. When I was starting my career at the Imperial Hotel in Great Yarmouth, staff dinners involved a meal I'd not had before or since. Maybe it's due a comeback. Every day we would have a pie in a bowl of soup. In it, not by it. The soup would be tomato from a can. The pie would be ready-made. But frankly, when you work as hard as we did, and for as long, and the rest of your diet involved packets of biscuits, it was manna from heaven. I've served enough soup to fill the channel, from soup that looked and tasted like a pint of Guinness to Tuscan bean, dessert soups to gazpacho. Soup, chips and a sandwich remains one of the most popular dishes on the menu at the Assembly House. Here are a couple of my tried, tested and trusted favourites from my soup kitchen. Recipes that help you warm up as the cold nights draw in. First off is a quick and easy Tuscan bean soup, and then mulligatawny, which translates to pepper water soup, which is just what you need after shutting the door on the wind and the rain to warm you from top to toe. It's just super.
Tuscan bean soup. Now for this you will need 2 tablespoons of olive oil, 2 times 300 gram tins of ready-soaked mixed beans, a large bunch of parsley, garlic, 2 onions, 2 leeks, 2 carrots, thyme, 2 bay leaves, 1 litre of vegetable stock, and 400 grams of tinned chopped tomatoes. So now you're ready to make this soup. You heat the oil in a saucepan. You peel, crush and chop the garlic, dice the onions and the leeks and carrots, and gently cook for 5 minutes without colouring. Next, add the picked thyme and the bay leaves, the vegetable stock and chopped tomatoes, and bring to a simmer and cook for 20 minutes. Now add the beans and the chopped parsley. Season with salt and pepper to taste and simmer for a further 10 minutes. And enjoy.
And here's an alternative soup, mulligatawny soup. You'll need 25 grams of butter, 2 onions, 2 small carrots, sea salt and freshly ground black pepper, 1 tablespoon each of tomato puree, curry powder, chopped fresh ginger, plain flour, 2 tablespoons of mango chutney, 2 cloves of garlic, 1 green apple, 300 mils of vegetable stock, 200 mils of tomato passata, 200 mils of coconut milk, 50 grams of cooked rice, 1 small bunch of coriander leaves, and 1 few tablespoons of plain yogurt. And the method is, cook the rice in boiling salted water. Peel and chop the onions, the garlic and the ginger. Melt the butter and add the onion, garlic and ginger. Cook until soft without colouring. Then you add the flour and the curry powder and cook for 2 minutes over a low heat, stirring constantly. Next, you add the tomato puree and the mango chutney. Grate the carrots and the peeled apple. Add them to the pan with the passata and the vegetable stock. and bring this to the boil, stirring continuously. Next, add the coconut milk. Taste and season. Finally, add the cooked rice. Finish with a swirl of yogurt and a little chopped fresh coriander in each bowl. That certainly sounds tasty.